Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Chof Vav, and we are 21 lines from the bottom of daf Chof Hei Amid Beis Tana. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu Bnei Yisrael Hanasunu Batzaru Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Rufua Shalema for Ruchama Rivka Bas Rachel and Zisel Rachel Bas Alta Frumit. So yesterday we began a new sugya, a rather well-known sugya, the Mishnah that discusses Psulei Eidos, specifically the Mesachik Bekovia, the Malva Beribis, the Mafriche Yoinim, and the Soicher Rishvias. So, as the introduction to the Sugya, we mentioned the Lashon HaRambam and Hilchas Eidos, who lists 10 categories of Psulei Eidos, which means that when our Mishnah says Ve'elu Heina Psulin and lists only 4 examples, clearly it's Tana v'Shayer, and this is not the complete list of all people that are Psulei Eidos. In fact, Tosfos says that all the Psulei Eidos that are mentioned in our Mishnah are only Psulei Eidos midrabanan. The Mesachik Bekovia, the Malva Beribis, the Mafriche Yoinim, and the Soichere Shvias have in common that they're all Psulei Eidos midrabanan. Regardless, in yesterday's daf, we went through what exactly the Mesachik Bekovia is, what the Malva Beribis is, what the Mafriche Yoinim is. In today's daf, we're going to continue to discuss the aforementioned. Additionally, the Gemara is going to have a brief discussion as to who exactly the Seichare Shvias were. And on that note, we begin with a Braisa that really is very much behemshach to the halach of our Mishnah. So, the Gemara Tana, we learned in a Braisa, Hoisifu Aleim the Chachamim added to the list of the Psulei Eidos that I mentioned in our Mishnah, Hagazlonim the Hachamson. So a Gazlan and a Chamsin are usually synonymous with each other, stating that they're not the same. In fact, the Gemara in the end of Perek HaKoynes in Masechtas Bava Kamma says, what's the difference between a Gazlan and a Chamsin? The Gazlan takes your thing and he doesn't have the courtesy to at least give you the money that it's worth. Chamsin, however, is Yav Dmei. Regardless, so the Chachamim were Moisef on the list of the Mishnah, Gazlanim and Chamsin. Freak the Gemara, Gazlan Dairaisu. The Chachamim were Moisef that a Gazlan is Pasul Eidos. Of course, a Gazlan is Pasul Eidos. A Gazlan is a Rasha. He's a Rasha de Chamas, which means Midairaisu, he's someone that's Pasul. You need the Rabbanon to be Moisef and to tell me that a Gazlan is also included in this infamous list. So the Gemara says, like Nisrucha, you have to say that we was in Noigeya, that the Chachamim were Moisef Gazlan, Elo Lemitzias Cheresh Oitav Akathan. It's talking about where Cheresh Oitav Akathan finds a Mitziah. If somebody would go steal that Mitziah, initially the thought process was that it wouldn't be Pasul Eidos. Hoisifu Aleim, that no, that person is a Gazlan and he's going to be Pasul Eidos. So the Gemara says, what was the before and after? Meikara Savar, initially the Chachamim thought, Mitziah is Cheresh Oitav Akathan Lo Shchicha. That for a Cheresh Oitav Akathan to find a Mitziah is Lo Shchiach. Thus, for someone to steal from him is certainly Lo Shchiach. No, it's a Milsa to Lo Shchicha. Therefore, like Gazer Bei Rabbanan, Inami, alternatively, could be initially they thought, Mipnei Darkei Shalom Ba'alma, that being that there's no real Isser to steal from a Cheresh Oitav Akathan, and the reason is because a Cheresh Oitav Akathan can't have a Kinyan. Now, is that true that a Cheresh Oitav Akathan can't have a Kinyan? We know Shitas Tosfos, the Shitas HaRambam, is that Bidas Acheres Makna, Acheres Shaitav Akatan can have a Kinyan. There's also an idea of Pu'utois, Shem Memkara Memkar, Umekcha Mekach, but the Metziah of Acheres Shaitav Akatan, which doesn't involve Mekach Umemkar, and it doesn't involve Adas Acheres Makna, certainly he can have a Kinyan. And if that's the case, the only reason you're not allowed to take from the Acheres Shaitav Akatan is Mipnei Darkei Shalom. So if somebody goes and steals from Acheres Shaitav Akatan, he's not really violating even Gzela Durabonon. All he's doing is something that the rabbi said, don't do because of Darkei Shalom. And it's for that reason the Chachamim thought that the Gazlan from the Cheresh Oitav Akatan should not be Pasul Eidos. Again, either because it's Lo Shchicha or because it's only Mipnei Darkei Shalom. But then the Rabbanu realized at the end of the day, these people are doing something bad. And the bad thing that they're doing is because of Taivas Maman. No, if that's the case, these people are Chashud. We can't trust their Eidos. They're possible to be a Dayan. And as a result, we're going to have to knock them out. Paslinu Rabbanon. And that's why the Rabbanon said that they are going to be apostle. Okay, so the before and after of the Gazlan, we understand. What about the Chamson? Again, the Chamson is someone that takes somebody else's thing and he pays for it. So the Gemara says, HaChamsonim, as it relates to the Chamsonim, the reason initially the Chachamim thought that they shouldn't be included in this psul is because at the end of the day, they're paying. And if they're paying, so it's for that reason, why should they necessarily be psul eidos? Meaning, even though it's usur to be a Chamson, but at the same time, they're not really Bale Aveira in the general sense, because yeah, they're taking something from someone, but Lemaisa, they're paying for it. Now we're gonna skip the next three words for the moment. But given the chazot, the kachatfi, but then that they saw that it's true they were paying, but they weren't just paying. They would sometimes pay even if the moicher didn't say roitzani, even if the person really was putting up a fight. Meaning they would walk into someone's rishos, take the thing from the person, throw the money, ayin Rashi, and that's the way they would take. Because Rabbanu, and then the Rabbanu went ahead and they made exer. So initially they thought the Chamson wasn't such a bad guy. Meaning, obviously he's doing something wrong, but it's not terrible. He's more like a hard-nosed negotiator. Sell it to me. I don't want to. Please, sell it to me. Sell it to me. Sell it to me. Okay, for that already, we're not going to necessarily say that he's chashud. And as a result, they gave him a pass. But when they saw that these people were even more aggressive than that, given the chazud, the kachatfi, gazubu rabbanu. Now, our Gemara has three words. After Meikara Safar to Meikoyav, the words are Akroi Ba'almahu. If you have an Oizva Hadi Gemara, they send you to the Diktuke Seifrim and to some of the old manuscripts of the Gemara that don't have those three words. And the truth is, it's not so clear what those three words would even mean. Now, if those three words are not supposed to be there, why would they be there? So when we learn the next Gemara, we're going to see, there the Gemara is going to have a Meikara that is going to involve Akroi Ba'almahu. So the thought is that because the next Gemara had those words, maybe this Gemara had these words as well. Now, we do have the Gersa, so we have to teach it. What does Akroi Ba'almahu mean? It means it's like a Mikra Ba'alma. Meikara Sovar to Meikoyov, and it's a Mikra Ba'alma. Who said it was a Mikra Ba'alma? Maybe these people were constantly forcing and pressuring people to sell things that they didn't want to sell. So L'chura, the Hesber, has to be Akroi Ba'alma, that the Rabbanan treated it as if it was a Mikra. It wasn't a Mikra. But they treated it as if it was a Mikra, regardless. What was the before and after as it relates to the Chamson? Meikara Savart Meikoyav. And then they saw that they were a little bit more aggressive than that. Tosfos, it's the second Tosfos on the Amud, has a very lumdish discussion that makes big waves in the world of raid, and that is, what happened to the lav of Leisachmoid? It's also one of the Ten Commandments. Leisachmoid, right? And you're not allowed to have chemda, you're not allowed to desire something that belongs to somebody else. And the pashtus is that if a person goes and wants somebody's thing and he pressures him to sell it to him, he'd violate the Issa Loisachmoy. It's a freita sakasha, meikara savart, meikoyav, and therefore the Chamson was not in this infamous list as being one of the psulei eidos. Why? L'chura, he's being over the lav of Loisach. This is a big kasha, and there's a lot of raid on this. Regardless, again, what did we just do? The Mishnah mentioned Elohein Apsulin, a short list. Masachik Bekuvya, Malva Beribis, Mafriche Yoinin, and Soicher Ishvias. Them and sort of no one else. It's an exclusive list. Again, it's not all the Psuliatas like we've mentioned so many times, but in this sugya of Me'inyan, Le'inyan, Ba'is Inyan, these were the Chevra. But there was a later list that was expanded. And so far, what did we expand? We added to the list HaGazlonim, and we added to the list HaChamsan. There was a second time that this list was added to. So this was a moving target. So we went from 4 to 6, and now we're going to add more. Haroyan, shepherds, hagabon, v'amuchsim, these are different types of tax collectors. So the Gemara says, Royim, as it relates to the shepherds, meikarosav, initially the Rabbanon thought akroi ba'almahu. Here you have the words akroi ba'almahu for sure. Meaning they thought that although the shepherds, the sheep and the behemoths that they were watching would sometimes graze in other people's fields, but it was like a mikra, it was a happenstance, a punkt happened. So you're not going to make the shepherd possible eidos because the sheep that he's watching, that has a mind of his own, is b'mikra going in somebody else's field. But even the chazad, but then that they saw that these shepherds know this was part of their business model, that we provide food, but sometimes our neighbors provide food. Oh, and they realized that, Gazabu Rabban, and the Rabban said, we have to add you to the list. Hagaboim. What about the tax collectors? What was the before and after there? So the Gemara says, Meikara Sav, initially they thought, that they're only taking what they're supposed to take. They're just doing their job. Keeping the chazit because shakli yisera. But then that they saw that these tax collectors were already chevermans and they were taking more that they were supposed to take, paslinu, they made them pasl. Zok the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava said, Royasha Amru. This second addendum to the list that included in it royim, shepherds. So said Rava, those shepherds are echad roi behemadaka, echad roi behemagasa. It doesn't matter if this is a shepherd of a behemadaka, like goats and sheep, or behemagasis, like a shar and a para, makes no difference. Either way, the royim are pasul ladun ulehev. Could it be that Rava really said this? From my Rava, Rava said something else. Roy behemadaka beretz Yisrael psulim bechutz laretz ksheirin. A roy behemadaka in Eretz Yisrael becomes pasul, but in chutz laretz he's kosher. Roy behemagasa, as relates to roy behemagasa, afilu beretz Yisrael ksheirin. Even if he's in Eretz Yisrael, he's kosher. Now, what should be the difference between Eretz Yisrael and chutz laretz as it relates to a roya? We're talking about gzeila ostensibly. So what difference does it make where exactly it takes place? So the pshat is, says Rashi, that at the end of the day, although we're talking about disqualifying the roya because we're going to treat him like a goslin, but in Eretz Yisrael, there's also an element of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. And if you let your animals just run amok and they go and they start damaging people's fields, not only is there a Choshem Mishpat component, but there's a Yishuv Eretz Yisrael component. And that's why Eretz Yisrael, this is treated more stringently. But the bottom line is, what was Rava's Psak? A Raya Behemadak is possible in Eretz Yisrael, he's kosher in Chutz Laretz, and a Raya Behemagas is always kosher, even in Eretz Yisrael. So, Freit Gemara, you have a steer in Rava. Rava said, Raya Shamru, Echad Raya Behemadak, Echad Raya Behemagasa. Yet Rava said that the Raya that's possible is only a Raya Behemadak, and even then, only in Eretz Yisrael. But a Raya Behemagas is always going to be kosher. So the Gemara says, you have to say, Ahubim Megadlam Itmar. That second Rava was talking about someone that has animals, but he keeps them in his backyard. He's not a professional shepherd who goes from point A to point B. He goes from the city, outside the city. Right? We know that from different Gemaras. That's not what this shepherd is doing. This shepherd is someone that's raising animals. He's raising them in his yard. Azasar shepherd. So there's a chilek between a behemadaka, behemagasa, and Eretz Yisrael and Chutzlarts. The other rabbi that said, Roya Shamar Echad Roya Behemadaka, Echad Roya Behemagasa, he's talking about a professional Roya who goes through public areas. Those royim, Chazal saw, were not being erlich. They were allowing their sheep to graze on other people's property, and it's for that reason they knocked them out. Zok the Gemara, Hochi Nami Mistavra. That what? Zok Rashi, the roya behemagas apostle. So the Gemara now is going to bring a raya to the first Rava. Then when we say a roya is apostle, it means even a roya behemagas. Why? Midik tani. Because we learned in a Mishnah earlier in the Perek, that if you have two people that are in a court case, and one of them tells the other one, so the halach is, it works. Machlokes remain the chachamim. Could you be chayzer? Could you not be chayzer? Machlokes amayram is the toivea telling it to the nitva, is the nitva telling it to the toivea, right? That was that intent stuff that we learned a few days ago. But the bottom line is, what did it say? If somebody says Nemanim alai shloisha roye bakar, my lovely edos, presumably when the person said Nemanim alai shloisha roye bakar, he meant as an aid. And when we learned the sugya, that's not the way we learned it, as we'll see in a minute. But my love, the Gemara now says, it's talking about for an aid. And what do you see from there? That a roye bakar, which is a behemagasa, is posuledos. Oh, hachinami mistabro. So you see from it that it's posuledos. But the Gemara says, like, ledina. It's something else. Posuledin. Now, as much as we spoke at in the beginning of the sugya that our sugya means sai ledin, sai lehei, there's still a difference between someone being kosher to be a dayan and someone being kosher to be an aid, right? Meaning, the eloin apsulin, a masachik, bekuvi, etc., is negeya hilchas dayonus, masach to sanhedrin, and it's negeya hilchas eidos, also masach to sanhedrin, right? But it's really negeya above. Stating that, the benchmark for what it means to be kosher le'eid is very different than what it is to be kosher ladon. To be a kosher le'eid, you just have to make sure you're not posel. To be a dayan, you have to have some stature, you have to have some intelligence. There's an Indian of a mumcha, etc., etc., etc. So says the Gemara, that could be that Mishnah of Nemanim Alay Shlosh Rei Bakar is talking about, where one Baldin tells the other Baldin, I'm going to trust three shepherds, three Rei Bakar to be Dayanim. Doesn't mean that these Chevra Apostolates. Could be a Rei Behema, God says really Koshalates. So what's that all about? That's all about Dayanus. And Dayanus is a different benchmark. Because it could be these Chevra Apostle Lodun, not because they're gazlonim, but just because they're amaratim. And as a result, they have no shaykhis to being able to be a dayan. And that's why they came up in that Mishnah. Zok the Gemara, Dekanami, it's actually mashma that way. Diktani, what did the Mishnah say? Shloisha roye bakar. Nemanim alai, three raya bakif, ila edos. But if that halacha is only negay edos, shleisha lamali, right? Why three says, elamai ladino, elamai you'll tell me ladin. I hear it's a good deal, right? Three. It sounds like we're dealing with a halacha that requires three. But in my ear, you're shleisha raya bakar, koblei tlasa, deloi gamri dino nami. Meaning, if we're dealing with someone that's possibly edos and the Baal Din is saying, I'll trust him as a kosher aid. Okay, so you have to find someone that's not just your average person. It has to be someone that's actually a apostle. Oh, a raya, we know is apostle. Based on the Mishnah, he's sifu aleim, right? So we know he's apostle. Okay, it makes sense then why we're talking about it, right? But if you tell me it's dayanos, and by the way, good diyuk, it says shloisha. So really, it's three batlanim. So just say three batlanim. So the Gemara says, yeah, really, the Mishnah meant to say three batlanim, but there's a knech that these Raya Bakr, even then, this halacha of Nemanim alai Shloisha Raya Bakr is true. Because Hachi Kamar, Afilu Hani Dolo Shchicha Bi Yishuv. Zok Rashi, these people, because they're not even part of the Yishuv, right? They're not Yishuvah Shaloylam. They're so mufka from being a dying. Afilu Hachi, if you say Nemanim alai Shloisha Raya Bakr, that in and of itself would be enough. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Stam Raya Pasal, Stam Gabai Kosher. Interesting. So a Raya is Pasal until proven otherwise. A Gabai, although he was included in that last list of people that were added, Minasnam is going to be kosher. On that note, Avud Reb Zera, Reb Zera's father, Avad Gaviusa Tlesa Shnei. He was a Gabbai, he was a tax collector for 13 years. Kaviasi Reish Nahar Lamasa, when the head of the city would come to town to come collecting his taxes. And if you look in the Rishonim, not just to collect his taxes, but to assess how many people live in this city so that he could figure out how many taxes he needs to collect. So Kavichaz Rabbanon, when Avud Reb Zera would see the Rabbanon Amma Lahem, he would tell them, the Pasuk in Yeshaya, Lech Ami Boi Bechad Orecha, Uskar Delascha, Ba'adecha, Chavike Madregad Yavarzam. Right? He would tell them that, go quickly hide, meaning, this is going to pass soon. But in the interim, you don't want to be caught. Because if you're caught, they're going to chap that you live here. It's going to cause our taxes to go up. Okay, yeah, because he injured the muscle. So that's what he would tell the rabbis. He would tell them, Lecha. Amir boy bechaderech. When he would see the regular people, he would tell them, "Reish Nahara asalamasa." The Reish Nahara is coming. Va'idna, and now Nachis Abba from Bro, Ubrola from Abba. He's going to shech the father in front of the son, and the son in front of the father. What does that mean? That's not what they were looking to do. They were looking for money, but it was some sort of hidden way of telling them that I'm letting you know right now, don't stay around. Now, why did he talk to the Rabbanan quoting Yeshaya Perech Avav? And when he spoke to the layman, he spoke to them in this riddle. So Pasha, you would say, the Rabbanan understood Yeshaya Chavav. Right? But that's not a good enough answer. Because he could have told them without quoting a Pasuk in Yeshaya. He could have been straight with them. And he should have said, just hide, because the tax collector is coming. So it's Muchach that the Chilik is something else. He didn't trust the average person. He thought that if I'm going to tell them, go hide because the IRS is on its way, so it may come back to haunt him. The Rabbanan he trusted, the regular guys he didn't trust, but the bottom line is he told everybody to hide. Regardless, umignazu kuli alma, everybody hid, kiyasu, when the Reish Nahara came, Amalei sent me mandaboy. They would say, okay, I have to collect taxes. Who want taxes for it? There's no one here. This is a fashluf in a city. This is an old suburb somewhere out on the boondocks. Nobody lives there. And as a result, his trick used to always work. Kinicha nafshe, when Avud Reb Zera died, Amalei, he told the people around him, shkulu tleisa moi, take 13 mois, that tzairi li besadinoi, that I have hidden in a sadin, the hadrulei the planyan, give it back to Pliny, the shakaltinu minay, because I collected it from him. Valay, strichuli the mice, I didn't need it. So this was a tax collector that gave a refund, which was a very big chiddush. The point is that Avud Reb Zera was a tax collector, and it sounds like he was a pretty good tax collector. So just before we go weiter, there's a lot going to happen in today's daf. Just one short ha'ara, and that is that the Gemara mentions Avud Reb Zera. There's a fascinating Seida Hadoiris. It's under Erech Reb Zera, who quotes, really it comes from the Sefer HaYochsen, who quoted from a Sefer called Kabbalas HaChosid, that says as follows. There's a Kabbalah that Reb Zera and Reb Papa, Loi Noida Lohem Av, K'moy Leben Sira. That's what the Sefer says. That Reb Zera and Reb Papa never knew their father, and not just they didn't know their father, no one knew their father, K'mayla ben Sira. So who was ben Sira? So ben Sira is quoted throughout Shas, Dvarim Atikim, we've spoken so much about him over the years, Kairo Geniza, etc., etc., etc. But one thing that everyone knows about ben Sira is the Chalkas Mechaykek, who in the beginning of Evin Ezer says that ben Sira's mother was Nisabra Ba'ambati. In fact, there's a Yesh Oimrim that it came from Yirmiyo Anavi. Ben Sira, Ben Zera is really the son of Yirmiyahu Hanavi, who is Nisabra Mipitai, Agantza Maisa. This is something that's brought down in Shulchan Aruch by the Chelkas Mechaikik with halachic implications. But the bottom line is, this Sefer said, it's quoted by the Seyda Hadoiris, who's quoting the Yuchsen, who's quoting this Sefer called Kabbalah Sachasid, that says that what happened to Ben Sira happened to Rab Zera and happened to Rab Papa. As if to say that Rab Zera and Rab Papa's mothers were also Nisabra Ba'am Bati. The Seyda Adayra says, I found this in another Sefer, that's called Sefer Ben Sira. Okay, very befitting. And the Sefer says as follows, Shloisha noldu b'loy shchivas bal. There are three people that were born without shchivas bal. Ben Sira, Rab Papa, v'Rab Zera. Pam achas holchu imoysel nebeis hamerchitz, v'nichnos lahem b'kubas and zeri Yisrael, v'nes abru mehem v'yoldu mehem v'loy hoyu yoydem mi aviyem. This is what it says in this Sefer called Sefer Ben Sira. Regardless, the Seyda Adoiris, Rabbi Chil Halperin, after he brings this Inyan, he says, it's a plea to me. He says, I mamish don't even understand it. First of all, the Gemara quotes Avur de Rab Zera in Fashidin of places. Sanhedrin Chafei Amid Beis is Exhibit A, a whole mice about him. And if that's the case, how could you say that he didn't know who his father is? He says, besides, if Rab Zera and Rab Papa didn't know who their father is, then they would not have been allowed to get married. And the reason is because the Chelkas Mechoik declares whether Nisabra Bambati, that child that's born, is that child Nisyaches after his father, or is the child not Nisyaches after his father? Kiyadua, Ramoshin is Tshuva, this has a Sheikhist artificial insemination, right? Dvorim, you do in Vatikin. But the bottom line is as I state in Chelkas Mechoik. Which means then that Reb Zera Papa would have had a father and they wouldn't have known who their father is. What's the luck if someone has a father who doesn't know who his father is? Can't get married. Because maybe the person that he's married is a choysem in Ahav, and as a result, you're not going to be able to marry anybody. And Reb Zera, we know, got married. Reb Papa, Shainemol, right? All the 10 sons of Reb Papa. We know Reb Papa got married. So at the end of the day, he says to say that Doris to me, this is Mamisha Pliatsuma. By the way, Yehuda Va'id Lakra, Reb Zera was a Kayan. So how do you know Reb Zera was a Kayan if Reb Zera didn't even know who his father was? If his mother was Nisabra Bambati? B'chura, it's a Dvar Pella. But I'll tell you a beautiful Haysafa to this that I saw in the Megadim Chadashim from a guy in Reb David Yoel, Wai Shlita, and this is in the new Sefer from Masechtas Tainus on Daf Chav Vav Amid Beis. So there too, there's a Gemara that says, Maskif La Avua de Rab Zera. That's one of the places where Avua de Rab Zera is mentioned. So he brings a little bit of a pilpul on Avua de Rab Zera. He quotes the Seyda Adairis and the Yuchsin, and at the end he says like this, I found the Sefer, it's called Meir Eni Chachamim. Now I found the Sefer. So the Sefer, Meir Eni Chachamim, and he says that I think the reason Reb Zera's father, this is parenthetic to this discussion, was called Avua de Reb Zera, was because Avua de Reb Zera was a Gabbait stalker. Kimavur Masechta Sanhedrin Daf Chofei Amid Beis. And we know that Chachamim didn't like the Gabbai. Not Gabbait stalker, I'm sorry. He was a tax collector. And the Chachamim, we know, didn't like the tax collector. Chachamim very much liked the Gabbait stalker, right? The brachas that they get is through the moon. Oh, but the tax collectors, that was a whole different Indian. And because he was a tax collector, that's why he was known as Avua de Reb Zera. Now, it's a little tzarech beer, because really, if you look at the Gemara, it sounds like he was a good tax collector. In fact, it sounds like that's even the segue. Stam Roy Apostle, Stam Gabbai Kosher, and then we tell the story of Avua de Reb Zera. The way Reb David Yoel Weitz quotes this Sefer Meir Eni Chachamim is that because he was a tax collector, Hutzrich Lema'it Melimudai. Like you find by Mordechai Pirshu Mimenu Mixta Sanhedrin. So it's not so much that he was a tax collector and the Chachamim don't like him. It's because it sounds like he's a good tax collector. But it's the fact that he had to be Mema'it Melimudai. Now, what is this reminiscent of? Right, who else is an Amor that's known throughout Chas as a Avua de, right, as the father of? So the most famous father of is Avua de Shmuel. And really, Avua de Shmuel is a pella that he was known as Avua de Shmuel. Because Avua de Shmuel is one of the most often mentioned Amoram in Chas, right? He's an Amor that's mentioned everywhere. And his zikr had a name, right? His name was Abba. But the point is, he had a name. Yet he goes down as Avua de Shmuel. So Pashup Shad is because Shmuel was so great, meaning as great as Avua de Shmuel was, but Shmuel was Shmuel, right? And because Shmuel is Shmuel, so it's a bigger yichas to be known as Avua de Shmuel, even to be known as who he is. But as relates to Avua de Shmuel, there's another mahalach. This is also brought down in the Seyda Adoiris, and it's based on a Yerushalmi that's quoted by Tosfos Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, where the Yerushalmi says that at the time that Shmuel's mother was Nisabra, Avua de Shmuel was in Medina Sayam. So how was she Nisabra from her husband? Because Avua de Shmuel used the shame, one of the shameless HaKodesh, and he literally had Kvitzas HaDerech, the Shimesh, Mitasai, the Hoylet Shmuel. So to say that Adoira says that it's because of the fact that there was Azar rumor that it didn't really make so much sense how Shmuel's father could have been his father. So that's why lahitzi mi liban shal halitzanei adar, like Rashi says in the beginning of Parshas Toldos, he became known as Avu Deshmul. But we have Avu Deshmul today's daf. We have Avu Derab Zera, and on that note, we return to our regular program, which is the Mishnah that discusses the Psulei Eidos, the initial list. So we have the Masachik Bekuvya, we have the Malva Beribis, we have the Mafriche Yoinim, and now we have the Soich Rishvias. So after the Mishnah mentioned the Soich Rishvias, there was this one cryptic line. It said, Amar Rav Shimon, Betchila hayukoyer noisan oisvei shvias, Misherabu huanasim chazru lekroisan Soich Rishvias. Now the introduction to the Gemara that we're going to learn now is that you're not allowed to do business with Peirishvias, right? That everybody knows. Now let's do Schair with Peirishvias. And as a result, if someone is from the Soichreishvias, he's violating Isra in the Torah, and he's doing it Machmas Chemdas Mamoin, so you understand why he would make it to this infamous list. Regardless, initially they were known as Oisveishvias, Misherabu Anasim, they called them Soichreishvias. What does that mean? That is the topic of this next Gemara. Zok Gemara, Maika Omar. What does this mean? Omar, Rabbi Yudah said, Hachi Kamar, is what it means. B'tchilo hayo Omar, in the beginning, they used to say, Oisveishvias kshem. People that gather a lot of Paris on Shvias Akasha. Meaning, are you allowed to gather too much Paris on Shvias? Well, it depends why you're doing it. If you're doing it to sell, well, then that's already an issue. But if you're doing it to hoard a little bit because you want to have extra, as long as you get rid of it before this man beer, right? There's a whole bunch of halachas that relate to it. But you're not necessarily a violator of the Issa Shvias. Therefore, Betchila, they thought that the Issa Shvias were kosher, and the Seichrim, the people that did business with Shvias, oh, they're being Ovisur, they rise it up. But what happened was, there were people that would start giving money, went to business with the Aniyim. What they would do is they would offer money to the Arman, va'azli Aniyim, and then the Arman would go, va'asfilahu, and they would gather Peres Shvias, umaisi, and bring it, and then they would go ahead and sell it. So the Oisvei Shvias started getting involved in some dark business. Oh, chazru leimer, then they said, you know something, I think these Oisvei Shvias already, we have to be suspicious of, thus, echazev, echazev, psulin, they're all going to be possible. Now, if we know the guy's kosher, he's kosher, but meaning we have to investigate. And that's the before and the after that's going on in the Mishnah. Meaning, initially they thought that only the Seichrei Shvias were a problem, but then they added to the list even the Oisvei Shvias. And that's what the Mishnah means. When the Mishnah says, Betchilo, hayukoyin oisam Oisvei Shvias, Mishrabo anasim, chazru the kreisam Seichrei Shvias. So the Gemara just jumps on this right away. The Gemara says, kosher, but Bnei Rechava said, I don't understand how you could even start such a pshat in the Mishnah. You'd have to work through what the words in the Mishnah mean. Rashi does it, by the way. But the point is, you can't even get on to first base here. Why? Because, hey, Mishirabu anasim, Mishirabu atagarim, by the way. It sounds like, what was the switch that flipped the whole halacha? It was tagarim. When the aniyim started doing business together with the ashirim, they went into some iska partnership. That's when all the tzaras started happening. And that's when they realized they have to change the halacha. And nothing to do with anasim. Anasim are tzwingers, right? This has nothing to do with anasim. No one's forcing someone to do something. It's misherabu hatagarim. El is akhtim arpshad is like this. Betchilo hayoim echazav echazav psun. Initially they said, faker, everybody is possible. Sai the soichre shvias and sai the but then the anosim came about. Arnuna. Meaning, what happened was the melech and the puritz, they started charging people taxes even on Shemitah. And being that they started charging people taxes on Shemitah, so then they allowed people to be Oisvei Shvias. In fact, Rabbi Yanai once made the following declaration. He said, Puku Viziru B'Shvias. He told the Oilam, go plant on Shvias, Mishum Arnuna, because you're going to have to pay the taxes. Then they said, Oisvei Shvias Soichem Sun, that only the Soichem are going to be possible, the Oisvei are going to be kosher, because then we are assuming that the people that are Oisvei are being Oisvei because of the taxes, and it's for that reason it's going to be okay. So how do you read the Mishnah? Betchilo hayukoyer noisan oisvei shvias. Meaning, these people that are engaged in business on shvias are possible. Initially, they said the soichrei shvias and the oisvei shvias are going to be possible. Mishrabu anosim, but once the anosim, the people that are charging down nunas, got involved, chazur the crisis, sorry, then they said, no, the only ones that are going to be possible are going to be the soichrei shvias, but the oisvei shvias are really going to be kosher. Now, just one obvious thing that you need to speak out over here is that Rabbi Yana, because of taxes, told the oilam, you ever hear such a line? Puku viziru b'shvias. Go work on Shvias, right? I'm making achros. Work on Shvias. I understand there's taxes to be paid, but work on Shvias. I want to pay taxes. You go work on Shabbos. Right? What does that mean? Go work on Shvias. So Rashi says that you have to say it's talking about Shvias b'zman hazeh, which is only an issur d'rabbanan, and for that reason, they went and they were mekel. this is a marumokim for a huge kula as it relates to Shmias Bezman Hazeh. Tosfos brings what Rashi says, and Tosfos says, Inami, I have a different shot. Could be this was mamish bekuach nefesh. It could be if they wouldn't have paid these taxes, then they literally would have had it paid with their lives. And it's for that reason, mishum bekuach nefesh, they allowed them to go ahead and to do this. Either way, we just mentioned Oisvei Shvias, Soichrei Shvias. We mentioned this idea of the Arnuna, because of which Rabbi Yanai told the Oyvim, go out and literally plant on Shvias. So on that note, the Gemara is going to tell a story. Now this story is going to go like a half a amid, and then the Gemara is going to digress from the story with Agadata that's going to take us till the end of the daf. So the Gemara, Rabbi Chiya Bar Zarnuki, Rabbi Shimon ben Yoytzadik, Rabbi Kozik, Rabbi Shana Ba'asir. So Rabbi Chiya Bar Zarnuki and Rabbi Shimon ben Yoytzadik, they were walking together to consider making a leap year. And they were going to do this in Asya. Tosfos says that Asya is in Chutz Laaretz, based on the Gemara that we had earlier in the Masechta on Daf Yud Beis. Tosfos says they're going to Chutz Laaretz to be Ma'abr Shana, Ayin Shabbat. Either way, Pogba Reish Lakish. So as Reb Chiya Bar Zarnuki and Reb Shimon Yatzadik are walking, they bump into Reish Lakish. Itfa Ba'adai. So Reish Lakish, can I join you? Reish Lakish wanted a little bit of Shimush in terms of how exactly Ibrushan is done, as the Gemara is about to say. So he said, can I come along? Meaning, Omar, he said, Ezel ichsi hechi abdi ufta. Chazit lahu gabe. As they're walking, they see a person, the Kakariv, who's plowing. This was a Shemitah year. Omar lahen, so Reish Lakish turned to them and said, Koyein v'chayrish. This person must be a Koyein. And it's for that reason he's being chayrish on Shvias. Now, who said anything about a Koyin? So the Gemara is going to say that Koyhanim were Cheshudim ala Shvias. And it's for that reason, when Reish Lakish saw somebody akering on Shvias, oh, he must be a Koyin. This guy must be a Koyin, and the Koyin are Cheshud ala Shvias. Amalei, they told him, why be Cheshud b'kshem, Reish Lakish? Yachaloi, this person could always say, Agistonani. So what does that mean, Agistonani? So Rashi has two pshat. Either what he was saying was, is that I'm working for a guy. You could always say, maybe the karka belongs to a guy. If the karka belongs to a guy, I have a right to work the field. Inami, Agiston is Miloshin Arnuna. That maybe this is related to our Nuna, meaning he's doing it to pay taxes. Oh, we said you're allowed to work. That was Rabbi Yanai's Achraza, right? That's why we're talking about this now. And because of Rabbi Yanai's Achraza, this is something that you're allowed to do. Tosfos brings both Pshatim, and Tosfos says, I don't know, Rashi's saying, Karkish al Nachri, Yid's allowed to be a farmer and on Shemitah? Comes as news to me. Tosfos says, I know a Gemara Gittin Samach Beis, Ein Oidrin Ima Nachri B'Shvias. Tosfos says, the only Pshat I could hear is the second Pshat. But regardless, they continued walking. They saw a person who was pruning in his vineyard, also on Shemitah, right? As they're walking, Amalem, he told him, Reish Lakish did Koyin v'zamer. Oh, this must be a Koyin, and that's why he's doing what he's doing. Amalem, they told him back, why are you being Chesh B'Kshem, Reish Lakish? Yachalo, I mean, he could always say, Le'ekel beis habad anitzarech, that maybe he's taking these twigs and these vines to make a netting for his beis habad, for his wine press, right? Lav dafka, he's doing it to improve the ground. And this is based on Halach and Shvias, that the only time it's also to do Avodas Karka is if you're doing it for the Karka. But if you're doing it to take it for yourself, it would be Mutter. So, meaning, why are you doing it? Reish Lakish told him, Halev Yoideya im le'ekel im le'alkalkalois. Meaning, it's a little play on words. He says, this, trust me, this person knows in his heart. Is he doing it because he wants netting? Or is he doing it because as a Akruma match? Either way, the Gemara says, as it relates to these two episodes, Hayu Amadu Bereish, which one happened first? Ile Mehoka Maisa, are you going to tell me it's in the order of the chronological order, the way the two stories were presented, Safreita Gemara, and Amalu Bereisha. Right, if that's what happened first. So after the Chachamim told Reish Lakish, why are you being Chayshu B'Ksherim? Maybe he's an Agistoim. So as it relates to the second story, they could have said the same thing, right? Why do you have to change stories? You have to say the second story happened first. And he saw a person who was pruning. Reish Lakish said, oh, he must be a Kayin, and that's why he's violating Shvias. What did they tell him back? No, maybe he's doing it because he needs this Meiris. He needs it for the netting of the Beis Habad. But then they continued, they saw a person that was being Chayrish. Chayrish is not pruning. That, for sure, you're doing for the land. And that first story happened second. In other words, based on the way the two stories were brought, sounds like it happened in that sequence. I think we had a little bit of an aura that the argument they made to somehow protect the shame type of the first guy would have been valid for the second one as well. Teretz says they happened in the reverse order, and that's why we have these two stories. Says the Gemara, Maishna Koyin. Why did Reish Lakish, who thought that this person was Chashad al-Shvias, say, oh, he's a Koyin? Why does he have to be? He could be a Levi. Right? It could be a Yisrael. Why are coins? Because the Chaitanim were Choshen on Shvias. And there's a Makartis. Tanya really into the price. Saw Truman Shanafel, the Mayor Son, Shal Shvias. If somebody has a saw of Truman, it fell into 100 Sum of Shvias. Tala. So the halacha is that it's all good. Why? Because the saw of Truman is bottle to the Mayor Son. That's the sheer bittle for Truma. You have nothing to worry about. Pachas Mikan. Let's say, however, the saw of Truman falls into less than 100 Sum of Shvias. Yerkabu, you have to let it rot. Why? Because it's bottle. There's nothing to do with it. Faith to Gemara, nothing to do with it. Vavinam ba. The Bnei Shiva heard this brisa. They asked, "Am I Yerkav Yimkuran Ol Koyin B'Dmei Truma Chutz B'Dmei Yisasa? Why can't you sell it to a Koyin? Koyin's allowed to eat it. Now you can sell it for Dmei Truma. Truma was always worth less money than Chulin because of supply and demand, right? That's economics 101. Also, you're not allowed to sell the Truma. Okay, so sell it for minus the value of the Sof Truma to a Koyin for the value of Truma. Why Yerkav? Must be that the Kehanim were chashin on Shvias, and because the Kehanim were chashin on Shvias, so that's why it's not an option, because he's going to sell to the Kohen. The Kohen is going to maybe violate the laws of Shvias with it. That's why Rish Lakish referred to him as a Kohen, because he knew the Kehanim were chashin on Shvias. We'll get back to this in a second. Amru. Either way, so the Chachamim that were traveling together with Reish Lakish, they said, true the Hudain. This person is just looking to cause problems. And he's a little aggressive, he's a little feisty, he's accusing everyone of being Chashad on Shvias. Not just that, Kayhanim are somehow all Chashad al Shvias. Meaning they didn't really want him to come along with them anymore. The problem is he was traveling with them. So Kimatul Lahasim, they had this idea. When they came to Asya, and they're going to go up to this attic, right, for some reason, all the big things went down in attics. So they're about to go to this attic, and they're going to be Ma'abed Hashanah. So what they did was they went in first, and then Slikula Igra, Shafula Dagamitusei. As they went out, they removed the ladder. This is old school. And Reish Lakish wasn't able to come up. So the Gemara says, Asal Kamid Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish goes back to Rabbi Yochanan. Reish Lakish is not happy with the way the story ended. Amalek, so Reish Lakish tells Rabbi Yochanan, Other Machshudim al Ashvias, Ksheim al Abrishan. He says, I have a kasha in the laws of Ibrishana. This takes us back to the first parak. People that are Chashar al Ashvias, are they Kasha al Abrishana? He said, what are you talking about? So he told him the story because he thought they were Chashar al Ashvias. Why the Chashar al Ashvias? Because they're covering up for the Chevra that he believes his chashal is changed. But either way, as Reish Lakish asks this question, Hadu Amai, he says, you know something? Like Kashali, I don't think it's fair. Yeah, midi de'avi ha-shloish ha-roi bakar. They're no different than the shloish ha-roi bakar. For Rabbanan ha-chush b'nai o-samuch. We know the Rabbanan relied when it came to an Ibrushana on shloish ha-roi bakar. Right? They were the people that were able to prognosticate the weather. Remember those chevra from earlier in the Masechta? Hadu Amai, that he said, no. Loi dami, hasam hadu imnu Rabbanan v'ibru la-hushasa. Over there, even though the Rabbanan relied in their calculations on some of the legwork of the Shloisha Raya Bakr, meaning they used them as part of their due diligence equation, but they weren't the actual Bezdin of a Hacha over here. These Chevra are going to be part of the Bezdin. Kesher Rishonimu. And it's a Bezdin. It's a group of Rishon. The Kesher Rishon. You can't use the Kesher Rishon as part. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. It's Rabbi Yochanan. I was listening to this whole conversation that Reish Lakish is having almost with himself, and he said, Da Akka. No, this is, you're already pushing it. Akka is a tzara, right? This is already a tzara. You're calling them Rishon, the Gemara says, Kiyasa, the Kamid, Rabbi Yochanan. Somehow, word of the conversation in Rishon, Rabbi Yochanan, got back to these two Amiram, Rabbi Chiya Bar Zarnuki and Rabbi Shimon Ben Tzadok. So when they heard about what Reish Lakish told them, so they came to Rabbi Yochanan Amar, they said, Karulam Roy Bak, meeting. Understand, they called us a Roy Bak, he didn't say a word, right? They said, Midi the Hava Shloisha Roy Bakr. Amalu, he said, Vikaruluchu Roy Tsoin, my Minulay. They could have called you something worse. They could have called you a Roy Tsoin, right? Roy Tsoin is worse than Roy Bakr. How do you know that? The Gemara Chafei Amid Beis also brings us back to the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Tezayin that we spoke at in the raid recently. But the bottom line is, right, Roy Tzoyin is even worse than a Roy Baka. And even if he would have called you that, there would have been nothing I could do. The bottom line is, this is just a little bit of a postscript to the Seichrei Shvias, or the Oisvei Shvias that are mentioned in our sugi. Just one Ha'ara, and that is, so the Gemara says that the Kayhanim were Choshen on Shvias. Why? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says something very gishmak. Rashi says, the Moira Baheter, Dibra Machschol, Nechshedu Kayhan, Mil Yamit. He said, because the Kayhanim are Moira Heter, Mishum de Ishteru Truma Vikache Kadoshim Legabai. Because they're Ladi Truma, they're Ladi eat Kachim. Vashvi is Nami Kdusha Saoritzi. They feel that, one second, if we can eat Truma, not just they could eat Truma, Lamashcha, Kederach Shamalachamois, they eat the Tchardel, right? We could eat Truma, we could eat Kachim. So probably Shvi is something that's meant for us as well. I know for for everyone else the problem. No one's allowed a truma. We could. So as a result, they're choshed, and that's the sinyan. But I'll tell you a shein azach that I saw in a sefer. It's called Artzos HaShalom. So the author of the sefer, Artzos HaShalom, was a big guy, and he was a Rav Brooklyn. His name was Reb Shulam Weiss. He wrote many, many Svarim, Beniglu, Benister. He's famous in the world of Svarim for the work that he did on the Megala Amukos. But either way, in this Sefer, there's Ha'aris on the Masechtis. And I saw here, Masechtis Sanhedrin on this Gemara, he says maybe a different reason why the Kehanim were Chashin on Shvias. He says, because the Gemara says that the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the mitzvah of Shvias is, Shaloi Toimru Ha'aret Shalochem, Elo Shetedu Sha'aret Shali. It's that you should know that even though you own a field, but it's not really your field, right? You have it on loan from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Really, everything belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending us through us observing the laws of Shvias. So he says, if that's the case, it could be the Kayhanim that didn't have any chelik v'nachla in Eretz Yisrael, they held, oh, for us, maybe the laws of Shvias don't apply. Yeah, Shvias is negeya, a landowner. He has to know the laws of Shvias. Abavas hat Shvias mit mich. So it could be it's for that reason the Kayhanim ended up being chashad al Shvias. Either way, so we just mentioned the idea of kesher rishoyim in a min haminyan. Why do you mention this? Because Rish Lakish is struggling to understand why these amayram, that in his mind, the chashad al shvias, were allowed to convene this bezdin and they were able to be ma'abr d'shan. And he quotes this lashon, kesher rishoyim. What's a kesher? Kesher is a bond. A bond of rishoyim is nishkaim bond. In a min haminyan. So the Gemara now is going to bring us the source to this idea of Kesher Risham Enem and Aminyan, and as we're going to see, it is going to bring with us another Amid or so of classic Agadah to Gemara. You mamish can't make a move. You can't go Dalar Amos and Masechta Sanhedrin without some classic Gemaras. Either way, snuck to Gemara. My Kesher Risham. What is this all about? What's the source to this Inyan of Kesher Risham Enem and Aminyan? Now, the background to this is the story of Chizkiyo and Shevna. So, it's arguable that after the Nisim and Aflois of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the next greatest miracle that ever happened to the Jewish people as a whole was the story of Chizkiyahu HaMelech. The background is that Sancheirov was the king of Ashur, and he laid siege on Yerushalayim with hundreds of thousands of soldiers, and it was Vayhi B'chatzi HaLaila, like we say at the end of the Seder, that he was mamish on the brink of conquering Eretz Yisrael, and Kadosh Baruch Hu made this incredible miracle that took place, and the entire army got completely wiped out. Right? It's underrated what a big miracle this was. Either way, at this time that Sancheirov had laid siege on Yerushalayim and was threatening to enter. So there was a very big tzaddik and also important person in Klai Yisrael at the time whose name was Shevna. And Shevna had a dispute together with Chizkiyo in terms of how exactly they should treat the threat of Sancheirov. We're going to see that Shevna ends up slipping and he ends up going down as a Rasha. In fact, he is the Kesher Rishoyim that the Gemara is about to present. But regardless, this is the little tiny background to that God of Gemara that we're about to. Zok Gemara, Shevna Havadarish Betleser Rivasa. Shevna used to give shir to 130,000 Talmidim. Chizkiyah Havadarish Bechatzar Rivasa. Only to 110,000 Talmidim. That's less. Kiyasa Sancheir Vitzar Allah Du Yushalayim. Sancheir came in the late siege on Yushalayim. Kasav Shevna Piska. Shevna wrote down on a piece of paper. Shot the Begira and he shot, this is really old school, the piece of paper with an arrow to the other side of the wall, to Sancheir's army. They get this paper, they open it up, and what does it say? Shevna v'siyasa yeshlimu. Shevna and his chsidim are willing to make peace. Chizkiyo v'siyasa yeshlimu. However, Chizkiyo HaMelech and his people, they're not willing to make peace. Shenema, what's the makar that he did this? A pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Yud Aleph. Ki hinei harishom yidruchon keshes, koinonu chitzam al yeser lirois b'moy oifel yishrei. So it's talking about a rasha, and it's talking about a keshes and a chet, some sort of bow and arrow. This is the rest of the story. Shevna is the one that sent the bow and arrow. Who did he send it to? Sancheirov. We're willing to make peace. It's Chizkiyo, that's not. So the Gemara have a commissive of Chizkiyo. Chizkiyo got very scared. Omar, he said, "Duma chas v'shol nati daiti kuch b'ich basarubo." Right, we know Achri Rabba Mahatos, and maybe Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to go basaroyf. And given the Ruba Mimsiri, being that Roif Shevin is Chevro willing to surrender, maybe Inu Nami Mimsiri, maybe we're also going to be forced to surrender because he has 130,000 chesedim. I only have 110,000. Bon Novi said, "The Novi Yeshaya came, but Amalei and he told him this is a pasuk in Yeshaya Perik Ches. Lo Yisoymrun Kesher, lo Choyla Sheyoymer Amazet." Kosher. What does that mean? Kolaymer? Kesher Rishoyimu. The Kesher Rishoyim ain't a min aminyan. His 130,000 don't count because they're all Rishoyim. We thought they were tzaddikim, but they're rishon, and it's a kesher rishon, and a kesher rishon doesn't count. As a result, don't worry about right. So the Gemara, Shevna, in the meantime, after he sends this arrow, he was confident that he's going to end up winning this whole dispute that he has with Chizkiyahu HaMelech. He was so confident that he started celebrating. So he goes and he already picks a catacomb, right? He finds a caver for himself in Kivrei Beis David because he knows he's going to be the next king and he's going to be buried together with the kings of Beis David. So the Navi came. This is Yeshaya again. And he told him, this is Perichav Beis. What are you doing? It's not going to work out the way you want it to work out. He continues there in Perichav Beis. He tells him, Hinei Hashem mitaltelcha taltela gover. What does that mean? You're going to wander like a man. Rav said, you see from here, tula de gaber kashim de itza. That when a man has to wander, it's worse than when a woman has to wander. And the reason is people are compassionate to women more so than they are to men. He tells him, Amar Rabbi, what did this mean? It means that all of a sudden he was afflicted with tzaras. It says over here, it says by the mitzayra v'al safam yata. Tzanoif yitznafcha tzenefa kadur. What does that mean? El Eretz Rachvas Yodayim V'Goyim. That's the end of the pasuk. Tana, who bikech koin beis adoyin lefikach nepach kvoid elikol. He was trying to make his master Chizkiyo embarrassed, and therefore he got embarrassed. So if you look at that pasuk, basically, Yeshaya tells him that you think that this is going to work out, outside the Yoyis HaToyv, it's not. In fact, sonoif yitznafcha tznefa kador. Kador is round, right? You're going to be surrounded by the enemy. And not just that, Shama Tamus, this is part of the Vegoimer, the Shama Markavois Kvoidecha, Kloin Beis Adoinecha. That over there, your covet is going to end up being Kloin. The way the Gemara Darshins it is a Mida Keneged Mida. You wanted to cause the covet of Chizkiyahu to become Kloin, it's going to happen to you. Ki have enough at you. Either way, so Shevna leaves this Yerushalayim, he walks out of the wall, and his chassidim are supposed to be following him. But as he leaves, also Gavriel came, and he locked the door, and the chassidim weren't allowed to come. So Shevna's standing there by himself. They tell the Mashiach Yosef, Hecha, tell me, you said you have all these people. Where is everybody? Omar, he said, Hadrubi. He said, I don't know, they must have backed out. Amalei, they said, obviously, you were just making litzanis with us. Nakfu ba'kevav, they made holes in his heels. Utlozu bezan ve'suseyem, he tied them to the tails of their horses. And they took him on top of the thorns and the thistles. The bottom line is, this is that cloin that Yeshaya Novi had prophesied was going to happen to Shevna. Zoktim Amar Abelaza, Shevna bal hanohaya. Shevna was a bal hanoh. How do you know that? Ksifach, it says over here, in those psukim, in Yeshaya, lech boy el hasoichin hazeh. It says the word soichim, ksif hasan, and it says, utehiloi soichenes. This is referring to David HaMelech, the beginning of Malachim, he's old, Malachim Beis, and right, there was nothing that was able to warm him, and this is the story over here of Malachim Aleph, I'm sorry. Utehiloi soichenes, and he had the soichenes, and it was for pleasure, it was for hana. So you see, the word soichenes means hana. Either way, we mentioned before the pasuk, hinei yerusham yidruchun keshes, koinen uchitza mal yeser. Why was it brought down? It was brought down to teach us the idea of Kesher, Rishoyim, Einoy Minyan. And what was the context? Shevna and Chizkiyahu. Right, Shevna has the majority, but his majority is not a real majority. So the Pasuk over there in Tehillim, Kapitel Yod Aleph, after it says, Kihine Rishoyim Yidruchun Keses, Koinu Chitzim HaYasser, it says, quote, Ki Ashoso Yisyei HaReisun Tzadik Mapal. So what does this mean? So Kmar Yehuda Rabbein, it was a Machlis to Yehuda Rabbein. Chadama once said, what it means is, Evil Chizkiyahu V'siyasin HaRosin, had Chizkiyahu and his followers been destroyed, Tzadik Mapal, what schar would HaKadosh Baruch Hu have given it? Meaning, Chizkiyahu was the tzaddik. And if it wouldn't have worked out good, then what schar would he have gotten? So, Ki Ashoseis is referring to Chizkiyahu. Had Chizkiyahu Yeho Reisun, tzaddik mapo, was far schar to tzaddik gehad? The Chadam, the other one said, that's not what it means. What it means is, Ilu Beis HaMikdash Yehoris, had the Beis HaMikdash been destroyed, tzaddik mapo, then where's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's tzidkis? It's not, the Shoseis is not Chizkiyahu, the Shoseis is the Beis HaMikdash. For Ula said a third pshat, Ilu Machshavoisav Shal Oisei Rosh. The Shosais is referring to the Machshava of Shevna, and they were destroyed. Aber, had they not been destroyed, Tzadik Mapal, then where would have been the Schar of Chizkiyahu? Regardless, three Pshatim and what Shosais means. Either it's referring to Chizkiyahu, or it's referring to the Beis HaMikdash, or it's referring to the Machshava of Sheva. So the Gemara says like this: Bishlam in the Mandama Ilu Machshavah Shalai Say Rasha. Bishlam according to the Mandama that says it means the Machshavah Vayse Rasha. Hainu Dechsev Ki Ashasoy Say Harayson. So I understand the etymology of the word Shasoy, meaning the Machshavah of the Rasha. Rashi says based on a pasuk that says V'loy Shas Libay Gam Lezoyis, referring to Baroy Dover Beitay Matay. With the Mandama Beis Hamikdash Nami, and according to the Mandama says the Shas is the Beis Hamikdash. I understand the etymology of the word. The Tanya's a Mishnah. Evan Hoysa Shami Mois Neviyam Arishonim Ushesia Hoysa Nikreis. Right, the Evan Shesia. Oh, Beis Hamikdash, Evan Shesia. It's the Makom Aharon. El the Mandama Chizki V'siyasa Heichen Ashkan Tzadikim Ikri Shasois. What's the makar that Tzadikim are called Shasois? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you two makaris. Number one is the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph. The Sivit says Ki Lashem Metzukei Eretz Vayoshes Aleim Teva. So it says that Tzadikim are the foundation of the world, and then it says Vayoshes Aleim Teva. Hashem was Yoshes on them, the world. Oh, so you see Tzadik and Shasois in the same context. Vibayisem Mehacha, a pasuk in Yeshaya, Hifli Eitza Higdil Tushia, and Tushia, as we're about to see, means the Torah. Oh, so Chizkiyo Torah. That's the makar that Shasois can mean the Tzadik. On that note, Amar Rab Chanan, Lama Nikrish. Why is Torah called Tushia? Because we know Torah mateches koich shalotan davar achar to shniyo shenit bechashoy mipnei asatan. Because Torah was given quietly, it was given bechashoy, and the reason it was given bechashoy was because of the satan. Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was afraid that the Sakhton would be Mekatrik, that the Torah belongs by the Elyonim, not by the Tachtonim, so it was done in a covert way, and that's where the Torah is referred to as Tushia Milosh and Chashoy. Davaracher, a third pshat, Tushia, Dvarim Shal Toyu, Sheha Oilam Mishutas Aleim. The Torah is Dvarim Shal Toyu, and the ganze Welt is founded on these Dvarim Shal Toyu. So why would the Torah be referred to as Dvarim Shel Toyu? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says, Dvarim Shel Toyu, Dibur. Vikriya ba'alma. Because the Torah is just words. V'chol Dibur, ein bo geshisha mamish. It's like Toyu in the sense that it has no physical component to it. V'afal pikein, oyla meshusas aleyen, v'nu trikon hu tof. Toyu shia mishusas. But the reason the Torah is referred to as Toyu is because it's not physical. All it is words. Just like Toyu is something that's not physical. But I'll tell you a Dover Nifla that I saw on Shabbos in the Sefer Oirach Yesharim. So, not recently, but over the years, we've had the schos to quote from this Sefer Oirach Yesharim. The Oirach Yesharim was a Galitziana Yid who lived in the 19th century. His name was Reb Menachem Tzvi Taksin. He wrote many, many Sfarim, and he wrote two volumes on Agadat Gemara called Oirach Yesharim. He had a Skoma on his Sfarim from the Beis Halevi, he had a Skoma on his Sfarim from Ramei Simcha, the Meshech Chachma, but Al Koponim, in Oirach Yesharim, on this Gemara, he says, Yesh Shloimah. Based on the Ramban in his Pirush Al HaTorah in the beginning of Parashas Bereishis that we've quoted already a few times in the Chumash, who says that when the world was created, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a Yesoy Dak Ma'od that the Yevonim used to refer to as Hiyuli, right? And all of the entire world consisted in that Yesoy Dak Ma'od. That was the Tchilas Bria Soil. And that's Bereishis Baruch Hu Kemes HaShemayim Ve'es HaOretz, because in the beginning HaKadosh Baruch Hu really created everything, Es HaShemayim, Eses L'Rabbis, Ve'es HaOretz, and Eses L'Rabbis. And what happened over the ensuing 6 days? HaKadosh Baruch Hu took that Yesoy Dak Ma'od and he started giving it form, etc., etc. Right, this Ramban we know, right? So after the Ramban says this Yesod, he says like this, V'achoymer azeh, she karu hiyuli, this choymer that the Greeks referred to as hiyuli, nikra b'loshen ha-kodesh, toyu. It's referred to in Lashon HaKodesh as toyu. And the Rabban says, that's the Hemshech of the Psukim. V'ha'aretz hoysa soyu v'voyu v'choshech al pnei soyim. Because when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, l'chatchilu was soyu. Soyu is hiyuli. It's a yesoy dak ma'oid, ein bay mamish, right? But at the same time, in that yesoy dak ma'oid, she'ein bay mamish, it contains in it the entire Bria. A second later, it starts taking form. And as soon as it starts taking form, what does it become? It becomes vayu. So soyu vavayu, in the words of the Ramban, Rashi Chumash says soyu vavayu means it was vayu. How vayu? It was soyu. That if you would see the vayu, you would be nishtayim. But the Ramban says no. Soyu vayu are two different things. Soyu is the yisoy dak ma'od, and vayu, as this goes and starts taking form. So says the Oirach Yesharim, Rav Menachem Tzvi Taksin, that Yesh Loima, that's the Oimek in the Gemara. The Gemara says that you want to know why the Torah is called Tushia. It's Dvarim Shel Toyu, Shel Oima Meshusas Aleim. You know what Toyu means? Toyu doesn't mean nothing. Toyu means everything. But everything in the form of what looks like nothing. Because really the entire Bria, every single thing that exists. Mi Brias Ha'olam Ad Bias Goyel Tzedek Meher B'Yameinu Amen V'Amen is all included in the Torah, which means the Torah is the Shpitziyuli. The Torah is the Toyu, because really Estakol B'Yiraisa B'Ra'ama, everything came from the Torah. So what's the ultimate Toyu? It's the Torah, and that's the Oymek of this Gemara. Dvarim Shal Toyu Shal Oylem Meshut Salem. It's a beer nifla in this Gemara. That's why Torah is called Toyo. Just like the Ramban said, Toyo is when the whole world was encapsulated in this little Indian. From that little nothingness is Gekumen Agansevel. That's the Torah. You look at the Torah. Really? This is where it is? It's on these Sfarim Shanks? Yeah. The whole Bria, everything is from here. And it's on that level that we refer to the Torah as Toyo. It's Dvarim Shal Toyo, Sha'ayim Meshut Salem. Either way, drop more Gemara. Amarula, Machshava Mayal Safilo Devei Toyo. A machshava, mayala, sounds like it's good, even for divrei Torah. What does this mean? So if you look at the Rishonim, it actually means a bad thing. What it means is a machshava, daigas parnasa, is mayales in a bad way, even for a person to forget his learning. So if a person has daigas parnasa, it can consume him. True? Even as it relates to his Torah. Shenema, the pasuk says, mefer machshava yisarumim, velois nasena yideyem tu shia. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mefer, the machshava of the arumim. He gives parnasa to the chachamim, so that v'lo tasenu yedeim tushia, so that it wouldn't cause tushia. It wouldn't cause forgetting learning. Amar Rabba. Rabba said, im asukin l'shma, someone that learns Torah l'shma, in a mayeles, then the daiga of parnasa doesn't have the ability to make him forget his learning. Shem, but the pasuk says, Rabbis machshavas b'levish v'atzas Hashem yisakum, eitzah shniyesh b'dvar Hashem, he yisakum l'oilam. Any eitzah that has in it the dvar Hashem, he yisakum l'oilam, that is something that is always going to stand, and we are going to stop here. So as it relates to Raid, the daf had a lot in it, certainly at the very, very end, from a pure Agadata perspective. But one aura on something that we've spoken about in the past, the in base medrash baloi chiddush, and that is, the Gemara said that Torah is referred to as Tushia. The Gemara gave three reasons why. The first reason the Gemara said was, mipnei shehi mateshes koich hashalot. This is the source to a very, very well-known dictum in the Talmud, and that is Torah mateshes koich hashalot. Where does it come from? Sanhedrin, Chav Vav Amid Beis. Another reason is because the Torah was given b'chashoy, mipnei asatan. It was a covert operation. The third pshat is, Tushia miloshin toyu dvarim shal toyu sha'oilam meshusas aleim. The nifla de gepshat that we said over from Menachem Tzvi Taksim. But either way, three reasons why Torah is referred to as Tushia. But we'll shtel zechon the first, and that is Torah is called Tushia mipnei shehi mateshes koicha shalotam. Now, the truth is, the idea of Torah mateshes koicha shalotam, like we said, is very, very well known. We know this. We know the Maror Mekoyimus, the Gemara Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Dalet Amid Aleph, Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, and when Rish Lakish was mekabel to learn Torah, right? Chel Chalei Raisa, Shufrich L'Noshem, and he says, yeah, I'm willing to go learn Torah. He tried jumping over the Nahar that he had just jumped over and he couldn't do it anymore. Why not? It's because he had just been mekabel learning, and Rashi says, because as soon as he was mekabel learning, oh, Torah Toshash Koicha. At that point, it was already Toshash Koicha. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayos, the end of the first paragraph, but Lozman Azari said, Arei Anikiv and Shivim Shano. So Rambam says, what do you mean? He wasn't 70, he was only 18. So what did he mean when he said, Arei Anikiv and Shivim Shano? He said, because he learned so much Torah that it was Toshash Koicha, as if he was literally 70 years old. There's a Gemara Masechtas Nedarim, where the Gemara says, Keman Matzlino no Idna Aktsiri Vamiri. Right, we say a special tefillah for the Ktsiri and the Meri. We say a special tefillah for the Cholim and for the Talmidei Chachamim. Now, we daven for the Cholim and Rifa'enu. When do we daven for the Talmidei Chachamim? Al HaTzadikim v'al HaChasidim, right? But the Gemara says Ktsiri v'Meri, that the Talmidei Chachamim are referred to as Meri. So why would they refer to as Meri? So the Rishonim say, because Meri is a Lashon of Chayla. Okay, Talmidei Chachamim are Chaylam? Yeah, because Torah Mateshes Koicha Shaladam. And because Torah Mateshes Koicha Shaladam, so it's for that reason on some level they're treated as Chayla. So again, this is something that we know. There's so many Mar Mekoymus for this in Chazal. But I think if you think about it, there are three things, maybe more, but three things that need to be understood. Number one, why is Torah Mateshes Koich Shalom? Why should it be that way? We know Shomer Mitzvah Le'Yeda Davara. So if Shomer Mitzvah Le'Yeda Davara, why should it be that if somebody commits himself to toil and learning, all of a sudden we have to have a special tefillah for him? All of a sudden he becomes a chayla. He's 18, but he's walking around like he's 70. Why should it be that way? What happened to Shomer Mitzvah Liyeda Davara? Kasha number one. Kasha number two, there's so many psukim. Forget about Chazals. Psukim that seem to suggest to the contrary. Mishli. Rifus Tehillah Sharecha V'shikui La'atz Moisecha. Right, what does this mean? It means that Torah is Rifus L'Sharecha. It's shikui, it strengthens a person's bones. Ki Ani Hashem Reifecha. When is Ani Hashem Reifecha? If a person's going to go in the Derech Hashem, Kol HaMachla HaShesamti B'Mitzrayim Lo Yosem Alecha. Yiras Hashem Toysef Yomim. There's so many psukim that would seem to suggest the exact opposite. That when a person learns Torah, Chosh B'Roisha, Yasek B'Torah, Faker, that Torah makes a person more gesund. Torah doesn't make a person crank. So what does it mean, Torah Matesh is Koich Shaladim? How do you reconcile that with all these psukim and chazals that seem to say to the contrary? But I think there's another kasha. And this may be the biggest kasha. And that is that we refer to Torah as Tushia. It sounds like it's a shvach, right? This is like a shvach, Torah. One of the shvachim of Torah is that it's Tushia. You know what Torah does? It's Mateshes Koich Shaladim. You learn Torah, the next thing you know, you're going to feel like an altaid. Why is that a shvach of Torah? No, niach, it's Mateshes Koich Shaladim. And there's a teretz to all the other psukim. Beseder. But again, it sounds like with talking about the shvachim, you're going to dance in Chas Torah around the bima. You're going to be holding the Torah. Torah's machkimas pesi, right? All the gewaldige milas and the attributes that Torah has. You should know what Torah does. It makes a person shvach and shvachin and shvachin and shvachin and shvachin. Right? Try dancing that by the dritta akofa. That doesn't make any sense. So this is the shvach that Torah is called tushia, because the more you learn, the weaker you get and the cranker you get. It's, I think it's something that's sarach bia. So maybe you could say, lulei de mistafina. And that is, this week's parsha, parsha's bayichi, which is really last week's parsha. So the pasuk says that Yaakov Avinu was very, very old, and he understood that it was already the end of his life, and he was preparing, and one of the things he did was he called for his son Yosef, and he made Yosef swear that he's going to bury him in Mitzrayim. And then he tells Yosef that, you know, bring your sons to me. Kocham no elai va'avarche. And the pasuk says, ve'enei Yisrael kavdu mizoyken. That at that point, Yaakov Avinu, Yisrael, he was very, very old. And his eyes were very shvach, lo yuchal lirois. He couldn't see. Vayagesh oisam elov, so he brought Ephraim and Manasseh, the sons of Yosef, close to him. Vayishak lem, he kissed them. Vayichabik lem, and he hugged them. Vayoyim Yisrael, Yosef, ro'oy panecha lo filalti. So I never thought I was going to see you again. Vihine hera, oisi alikim gamis harecha. Wow, I'm zoicha to even see your son. Either way, he gives him a bracha. Malach ha-goy loisni. We all know the story. The Gemara in Mesechtes Yuma, Daf Chav Ches Amid Bey says, Avram Avinu was a zok in the Yosef Yeshiva. Yitzchak Avinu was a zok in the Yosef Yeshiva, and Yaakov Avinu was a zok in the Yosef Yeshiva. Zok the Gemara, how do you know Yaakov Avinu was a zok in the Yosef Yeshiva? It's a pasuk. It says, "Ve'enei Yisrael kavdu mizoiken." What does it mean that he was zoiken? What it means is that he was a zok in the Yosef Yeshiva. Doesn't mean he was old. What it means is he was sitting and learning. Ve'enei Yisrael kavdu mizoiken of vaistois that he was a zok in the Yosef Yeshiva. Freit the Hilgich Sam Sofer in his Svarim. And he asks this many, many times. He says, I don't understand. Chazal Darshan, that the word mizoiken means that Yaakov Avinu was a zakim v'yoshev yeshiva. I hear, but how do you then make the pshutei shel mikra fit? What does the pasuk say? Ve'ene Yisrael kavdu mizoiken. Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu's eyes were very, very shvach. Mizoiken. Lo yuchal lirois, he couldn't see. That's why he said, Vayagin shoysa meilov, Vayishak lem, Vayichapag lem. Right? Needed them to be very, very close because he couldn't see. So, Freitach Sam Soifer, Bishloima, if Zoiken means literally Zikna. So, I understand. He was old. As a result, he couldn't see. Thus, the Hemshechad Psukim. But if Zoiken doesn't mean Zikna in the literal sense, but it means he's a Zoiken, Vyoshin, Vyashivet, because it's in land. So, what does it mean, the Eni Yisrael Kovdu, because he sat and learned Torah? Lo yuchal lirois, why? Because he sat and learned Torah. Because a person learns Torah, memeli can't see, can't be. How you talking as azach? As I frek teiluch sam soif. The pshutei shel mikra of the psukim, based on the drasha of the Gemara and Yuma, chav ches on the base, seems to be mechusar avana. So the chsam soifer, and if you want to look it up inside, two places that the chsam soifer says it. One is in the drushim va'agodis and parshas va'yichi. It's page mem gimel. Another place is in Torah Moshe, right here off in art. Says Alpi or Yisoid that he was Makabel from his Rebbe the Hafla. And really this Yisoid from the Hafla is printed in the Hakdama to the Sefer Hafla, Masechtes Ksubos, in a Pischa Seira. So we've mentioned this many times over the years that just like there's a Petuche Choisim in the beginning of the Svarim of the Chasam Sofer, there's also a Pischa Zeira in the beginning of the Sefer Afla. But Afla writes in the Pischa Zeira Dover Nifla, he says, the Pasuk says that after Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, Vati Pokachno Enei Shneihem, Vayedu Ki Erumim. All of a sudden they were able to see and they noticed that they were Erum. So the Afla brings from the Rambam, that the Rambam said, what does it mean that all of a sudden, once they ate from the Eitz Hadas, they were able to see? Vati pokachno enei shneihem. I mean, you want to tell me they got Das, right? That's the whole Eitz Hadas, Beseder. But all of a sudden, their eyes opened, as if before their eyes were closed. What does that even mean? Vati pokachno enei shneihem. So the flaw, quoting the Rambam, said, a dover nifla, that a person has physical evarim. You have a nayim, you have a znayim, you have a nose, you have a mouth, you have feet, you have hands. But a person also has ruchnius degeivarim. And the ruchnius degeivarim are mechuvin kineged the gashmius degeivarim. Said the Rambam, that until Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, they were able to see. But they were only able to see ruchnius degeivarim. They were looking with ruchnius degeivarim. But then they ate from the Eitz Hadas. And when they ate from the Eitz Hadas, they felt tremendous, tremendous madrigas. So much so that all of a sudden now they were able to see physical. Their eyes opened up for the first time. And they realized ki arumim hem. In other words, before they ate from the Eitz Hadas, they didn't know they were arumim. You know why? Because they couldn't see erva. They were so ruchniistic, they didn't see erva. There was no such mitzias by them. But then when they ate from the Eitz Hadas, they were nechoiz darga. Vatipakachna in eishtem. All of a sudden, Aviyedu ke rumim hem. All of a sudden, now they were able to see erva. This nifla de geyesai, that a person, when he's betachas ha-kedusha, he doesn't even see physical. As zeit nishkan physical. All he sees is ruchniistik. But when they ate from the Eitz Hadas, it was vatipakachna in eishtem. And all of a sudden, they were able to see. So the Chasam Sofer says that I was makabel from my Rebbe, this Indian. That a person has ruchniistik evarim and he has gashmistik evarim. And you can't use both at the same time. They don't clap. Adam and Rishon and Chava, before the Chet of the Eitz Hadas, they couldn't see Erva. They didn't even have the physical ability to. Afterwards, they felt daggers, and all of a sudden, they were able to see. So he said, that's Pshat in the Pasuk. Ve'enei Yisrael kavdu mizaykin. Lo yuchalirus. Yaakov Avinu was a zakin v'yoshe b'yeshiva. And as a result, ve'enei Yisrael kavdu. Lo yuchalirus. Now he was blind. Now he couldn't see. That's not what the Pasuk is saying. What the Pasuk is saying is that he was on such a madrega of Kedusha. He was on such a high madrega that he couldn't see physical. Avadi was able to see, but the Re'iyah, the world that Yaakov Avinu saw, is not the world that me and you see. He couldn't see that world. Lo yuchalirois. And that's the oimik. Yeah. The enis or kovdu, lo yuchalirois mizokin v'yoshe v'yeshiva. Because the fact that he sat and lived a lifetime of learning Torah, and he reached such high madrigas that all of a sudden he couldn't see regular. His ability to see was something that he lost, and that's the oimik of what's going on in this Gemara. It's the vatipakach ne'enishem. One of the places that the Chasam Sofer says it's Yisoy is in Teres Moshe in the beginning of Parashat Shemois. Right, the Pasuk says that Moshe Rabbeinu saw the Mitzri, right? Vayifen koi v'koi, vayachas ha-Mitzri. Vayarkeinish, vayachas ha-Mitzri. And everyone knows that even though Moshe Rabbeinu looked this way, looked that way, and he saw there was no one, there really was. Right, there were two people, right, picking through the blinds, Dasan and Aviram, and they caught him, and they go and they snitch, and all of a sudden Moshe Rabbeinu is a fugitive, he has to run away for all the years. The snare, and right, we know what happens. Sokta Chasam Sofer, Pasha, every little kid that was taught this episode in school, how was he taught it? Moshe Rabbeinu looked to the right, he looked to the left, he looked again, he didn't see anybody, but he didn't look properly because really, Dasan and Aviram were peeking, they were behind the tree, and had he seen them, he would have never done this. That's Pshat the Pasuk. Sokta Chasam Sofer, that what's the oimik? The oimik is that we know Rashi brings the Chumash, that Vayifen Koi V'Koi, Moshe Rabbeinu, before he killed the Mitzri, wanted to make sure that there was no tzaddik that was going to ever come from this Mitzri. Which means that at that moment, Moshe Rabbeinu was looking, but he was looking in a Ruchnius de Goyfen. He was looking Beruach Kotchoi to see Vos Tutzich Yetz with the ancestors, being that he was looking at that minute with Ruchnius de Geivarim. So it was Lo Yuchal Lirois. He couldn't see physical. So Vayar, he looked there, but he didn't see the world. Dasan Avir was standing right there. Up in his mind was Vayarki Einish. You know why? Because he was looking with Ruchnius Degevarim. And when you look with the Ruchnius Degevarim, you're not able to see with the Gashmiistik. Because it's something that goes in and affects your ability in such a profound way. Another place that the Chasam Sofer says is, and this is Nifla Digmamish. It's in this week's Parsha. Sometimes the Chasam Sofer says something, and your reaction is just, wow. And this is one of those places. Since in Parashas Vayichi, this week's Parashat Mamash, the next pasuk, this is not in Teres Moshe, this is in Chasam Sofer. So we quoted Drushim Va'agadis in Parashas Vayichi, Teres Moshe in Parashas Vayichi, and this is Chasam Sofer al Teres Parashas Vayichi. So he says, Pshat in the pasuk, Ra'oifa necha loifi lolti, vihine hera oisi alikim gamnes arecha. So he says a pshat based on something that Flaw says. We're going to mention that Flaw in 1 second. But listen to this punchline. In the middle, he says, I'm just picking up one line. V'hine, Yaakov be'isi lukai, ho'ye'en of ruchnias, v'lo yochel ahabit geshem. He couldn't see any gashmias. Ach, Yosef HaTzadik ra. But he was able to see Yosef HaTzadik. Here's the maisa. He's kuloi ruchnias. But Yosef, he was able to see. In that state of ruchnias, he sees Yosef. Avobon of lo yochel erois. But the kids, he couldn't see. Him, he couldn't see. And that's where Yaakov Avinu realized, right, something's... Ad achachahisker, meisolai rochel. He said, but then what happened? When Yaakov said, meisolai rochel, mehaskor Hashem rochel, when he mentioned the name of his wife rochel, niskashin ktsas, he became a little gashmiistic, vira abonim. And that's when he was able to see his sons. A line from a chsam sofer in the middle of a shtickel, that he's in this matzah where he can't, Yosef he could see, the kids he can't see, but then he mentions the name rochel, niskashin ktsas. Came a little gashmiistic from mentioning Rachel's name. V'ro abonim, and he saw the bottom. V'ro shol mi'el, meaning before they'd even say mi'ela. Right? Why didn't he say that? Because he couldn't even say, ad kidei kach lo yuchal iris, doesn't even say mi'ela. But then when he said, v'ani b'voyim mi'padam ha'ra, me'sa alai Rachel, he was niskashim k'tzas, and that's when he even chapped out with somebody there. Now this shtickle, the Chasam Sofer is saying pshat in this pasuk based on a hafla. The hafla is also in Parashas Vayechi. It's all Parashas Vayechi. So listen to what the hafla says. So the pasuk over here, that the hafla is going on, is right at the end of the Birchas Yaakov. So this is the end of the Birchas Yaakov, and the pasuk says, right after Binyamin, Binyamin Ze'ev Yitro, Baboykir Echalad, L'Erev Yichalik Shol, next pasuk, right? The Birchas Yaakov, we know, Balpe, maybe? Kol Eile Shifte Yisrael Shneim Asar, V'zois Asher Diber Lehem Aviyem, V'yivarech Oysam Ish Asher Ki Birchasei Beirach Oysam. Shekel fa plonted the pasuk again. Kol eila shifte Yisrael shnei masa. Right, the aforementioned of the 12 tribes. V'zois asher dibel hem aviyem. This is what the Tata said about them. Vayivorech oisam, and he benched them. Ish asher kibir chosei beirach oisam. Each person got his brach. So if you take a look at Rashi says like this. V'zois asher dibel hem aviyem vayivorech oisam. It sounds like Yaakov Avinu benched all 12 of the shvatim. Fake the look at Rashi. What's bothering Rashi? Valo yesh mehem shaloi bircham. Elo kinteram fakert. Shimon and Levi don't sound like they got a bracha. Reuven fakert. He lost everything. B'chayriyata. Right, so it sounds like Shimon and Levi and Reuven didn't get anything. El kachbir. Zok Rashi. This is where you have to touch the pasuk. V'zois asher diber lehem avihem. Mashe nemar be'inyin. Meaning, kol eila shifte Yisrael shnei masar. V'zois asher diber lehem avihem. Meaning, not bracha. Doesn't say a word about bracha yet. Kol eila shifte Yisrael shneim asar. V'zois asher tibel ha-maviyem. Meaning, whoever got a bracha, got a bracha. Whoever didn't get a bracha, didn't get a bracha. But then the pasuk continues. That yachol shloi berich l'Ruven Shimon v'Levi. But you would think that Ruven Shimon and Levi didn't get a bracha at all. That's the end of the pasuk. Talmud lo yimar v'yivarech oisam. Meaning, cool of the mashma, that really everyone got a bracha. So zok te'el garashi, it's a hard pasuk, but this is the way you read the pasuk. Kol eile shifti yisrael shnei masav zeis hashidib alehem aviyem. Period. Right? Even though it's not a period, it's a pashton aviyem. But stop right there. It's not an asnach, it's a pash. But stop right there. As if to say that what we just mentioned now, some got brachas, some didn't get brachas. Oh, but you should know vayivarachos. That really everybody got a brachas. Again, this pasuk, even after Rashi, it's a little bit enoy oimer elodor sheni. So listen what the hafla says. He says, "Varemes loze." I think the pshat in this Indian is as follows. He says, because really we know that by the Shvatim there was period. It was period. Mikhir Yosef is period. Right? There's period by the Shvatim. Unfortunately, the lack of Achdus in Klal Yisrael is by definition period. But he said that period in Klal Yisrael comes mitzad the imois. It's not mitzad the ovois. Right? Think about it. All the Shvatim had one father, Yaakov. They all come from Yaakov. It's mitzad the imois. You have Rachel, Leah, Bila, Zilpa. The period is mitzad the imois. The period in Klal Yisrael is not mitzad. It's not mitzad the office. He says va'remez loze. There's a remez. Masha amas shloim ha'melech olav ha'shalom. He said shloim ha'melech said adam echon me'elef matzasi v'isha b'chol eile loy matzasi. Says the hafla that the gematria of the words Avram, Yitzchak, and Yisrael, right? So it could be Yaakov, it could be Yisrael. The gematria of Avram, Yitzchak, and Yisrael is 997. If you add the three koilos, the koel for Avram, the koel for Yitzchak, and the koel for Yisrael. By the way, the koel is not a litzonis to just make Sheva Brachas Torah work, right? The Rishonim talk about the koel. It's a Trumas Hadeshen on the koel. It's very real in the world of Gematria. But either way, if you add the three koels, the koel of Avram, and the koel of Yitzchak, the koel of Yisrael, this is easy math. 997 plus 3 is 1,000. Shem koelim is oyla elef. The number you get is 1,000. For whom moira ala achdos, 1,000. That's a perfect even number. There's no period. If you take the math of Sara, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, oyla gamkein elef, it's 1,000 plus 86. It's 1,086. Zokta hafla. Adam echad me elef matzasi. The ichud of Klal Yisrael, Adam. Atem Kriyam Adam. We know the Torah from Douglas Ephraim. May Shapiro said it. Atem Kriyam Adam. Right? Only us can be called Adam. Because there's no period by us. Adam Echad is May Elef. From the Elef, from the Ovis Akdoshim, that are the Gematria 1,000. 997 plus the three Koilim is 1,000. That's where we have Adam. Aber the Isha Bechol Eila Loi Matzasi. Aber Mitzad the Isha Nat. And you know why? It's because of Kol Eila. Because what's the Gematria of Kol Eila? The Gematria of Kol Eila is 86. So Adam Echad Me Elef Matzasi. The Mitzad the Ovis, we're Adam Echad. Because that's Elef, that's the Ovis Akdoshim. Aber the Isha Nat. You know why? Bechol Eila. Because do the math, it's 1,086. It's already an odd number. But that's the remes to the Isha Loi Matzasi. Dorten is Nishto Kein Achtos. So the Afla said that this is the pasuk. The pasuk is Kol Eile Shifte Yisrael Shnei Masa. He says that when Yaakov Avinu went and he gave the brachas, okay, the Shvatim, this Pirud, this Ruvain, this Shimon, this Levi, this Yehuda. Ruvain, you're not getting a bracha. Shimon and Levi, you're not. Yehuda, Ati Yoducha, Checha, Layos Shevim Yehuda, Bechayim Ben Raglov, Yisacha this, Zvulun that. Each one is separate. Kol Eile, that's 86. That's Yoser from the 1,000. That's the Veisha Bechol Eile Loi Matzasi. So there it's Shnei Masa. So you're gonna get a broch. You're not. But then Yaakov Avinu said, "I'm gonna give you the bracha that no mitzad av. There's no period. So if there's no period, Zakrashi vayivarech oisam kulam amashma. There's no period. There's no 12 shvatim. There's a klal Yisrael. If there's a klal Yisrael, then it's gonna be one bracha. This is the. I'm sorry for he says this part that when Yaakov Avinu mentioned the name Rachel, he was nisgashim. But al kaparim, he's saying it in the middle of saying pshat and pasuk. This is the hafla. I'm just different of this. But Al-Kopanim, we have it. This is Yisoy from the Chassam Sofer. What's Yisoy from the Chassam Sofer? The Yisoy is that a person has a Varim Ruchniyim and a person has a Varim Gashrin. They don't work hand in hand. A person could be a person of us Nebuchadnezzar, things that he's not supposed to, or it could be Vati Pokachna in Eshnev, Vayeduke, Arumimim, or Fakak, you can't see, because all you're seeing is Kedusha. The Ene Yisrael, Kovdum, Mizoykin, Lo Yuchalirois, Vayarki, Enish, Avada, the man was standing right there, but he wasn't seeing it. There's Evarim Ruchniyim, and there's Evarim Gashmin. The truth is, I saw there of Shlomyok in his Oitzris, and this is in Parshas Bereishis, he brings this Inyan already from Reb Chaim Vital, and he brings this in here from Moshe Chagiz in the Sefer Mishas Chachamim. He says a beautiful thing. He says that we know a Suma is referred to in the Gemara as a Saginar. So Reb Moshe Chagiz in his Mishas Chachamim says, you're calling him a Saginar? It's not fair to call him a Saginar. Right, it's almost like a Bezoyan. So imagine someone is in our mind, you call him an Oisha. He'd be insulted. So why are you calling him a Saginar? So said Reb Moshe Chagiz, because a person has a Varim Ruchniyim and a person has a Varim Gashmiyim. And as it relates to the Ayin, so you have the physical eye and the Ever Ruchni is the Enei Asechel. He says, the less a person can see with his physical eyes, the more he can see with his Ruchni is the guy. So he says, Fakert, the Suma is a Saginar. He sees much better than you. You see Gashmias, Ezeit Ruchnias. He is seeing. He's seeing with the Enei Asechel, and that's why you can call him a Saginar, because it's Emes. He says a Dover Nifla. He says that we know that Hurdis, after he killed all the Chachamim, say he left Bava Ben Buta, but what did he do? He made him blind. And then afterwards he goes and he asks him, Eitzes, what should I do? Build the Beis HaMikdash, Kol Shalei Rabbeinu, says the Mishseder, Moshe Chagiz, he says, what was the Oymik? He says, the Oymik was, is that Hordas purposely made him blind. You know why? Because he wanted him to be on his team. He's going to be his confidant. He's the person he's going to go to when he has all the Shveri Shailas. He's going to be his counsel. He wanted his counsel to be a Suma. Because if he's a Suma, he's a Saginar. And if he's a Saginar, he's going to be more. But Al-Kupanim, this is the Sinyas. I was thinking, Lulei de Mistafina. Maybe that's the Oymik. teshes koiches al adam. It's not the pshat that when you learn Torah you become weak. Yeah, that too. Aval the emik yoytzim de pshuta. Oh, but kumbi, there's an oimik over here. The shvach is that a person has a varim gashmi and a person has a varim ruchni. The more a person uses learns Torah, the weaker is a varim gashmi and become. But that's not l'reyusa. That's l'shvach. It's l'malyusa. The fact that it was Eine Yisrael, that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. The Vayarki Einish was a good thing. And this is true for all the Evarim, the Chassam Sofer said. And Hafla said. And Reb Chaim Vital said. And Reb Moshe Chagiz said. The point is that a person, when he learns Torah, he comes to a matzev where it's Kavdu Mizoykin. He comes to a matzev where it's Lo Yuchal Lirois. Lo Yuchal Lirois. But it comes with the flip side. What's the flip side? On the one hand, you're Shvacher. On the other hand, you're stronger. So yeah, you're right. When it comes to Torah, there's an Indian of Torah, Matesh, but there's also an inner riffless tila sharecha, the shikule atzmoy secha. That both, how can they both be true? It's impossible. Which one is it? Is it shvach or is it li gvura, like the pasuk says? Teretz says it's both, because you have yevorim gashmiim, you have yevorim ruchniim, and the truth is there, the flip side of the same coin. So you're right. The Torah is weakening your physical, but at the same time, it's strengthening your other yevorim. But that's a good thing. You're less attached to this world. And it's in that sense that it's layuchal irois. The emes is, I found, shuvro isi, that could be, the Teres Chaim says this right here in Ar Gemara. Teres Chaim talks a little bit about what it means, Teres Matesh is koich shaladam. I'll read one excerpt. Lokach nira. Demashi Matesh is koich shaladam. Lav nipne Teres Hamolohu. Elo shekeni darke shal Teres. Shekolo oisek ba nase koyach chumroi tosh. His physical becomes weak. Kedei shnei yisgabirol of koyach nishmasoi. V'daitoi. V'chochmasoi. Shekoz man shechumroi shaladim yisgabir ain't daitoi nechoynot zlulo. Because it's a cease. That's how it works. Either one is going to be strong or the other one's going to be strong. The shvach, it's a mile. Yeah, Torah makes you shvacher and shvacher and shvacher. It makes the physical in your shvach, which means that the spiritual, the neshama inside of you, the ruchnius inside of you becomes stronger. It's all true. It's elu ve'elu divrei Kim Chayim. Just to end, maybe it's even a pasuk. I was thinking, the pasuk says, v'koyvei Hashem, yachlifu koyach, yalu ever kanasharim, yorutsu v'lo yigo, yelchu v'lo yiyafu. Right, people that are koyvei Hashem, they're going to have tremendous strength. But what's the lashon of the pasuk? V'koyvei Hashem, yachlifu koyach. It's a funny lashon. What's that lashon, yachlifu koyach? Maybe yachlifu is milashon flip. It's milashon chalipin. It's yachlifu koyach. Koyvei Hashem, yachlifu koyach. What happened to Torah Mateshes Koich Shaladim? By the way, the Rishonim asked the Kasha, I found. What happened to Torah Mateshes Koich Shaladim? The Teretz is Yachlifu Koyach. It's a different type of Koyach. It's a Ruchnius Diga Koyach. That's the Koyach you want. But either way, could be this Indian of Torah Matesh. Tushi is a Maila. It's a Shvach. Has to be a Shvach. What the Shvach is, Daf Menzuchin. Ulai, maybe this is the Indian. And we'll stop here.